Okay, the Genius Act and the Parliamentarian Strikes Back.
60 Minutes settling with Donald Trump and a crash out on Instagram. Welcome to Downsampled News. Hello and welcome to Downsampled News. My name is Bilak and I'm here with my father,
Richie B.
Hey, it's almost as if we're related. And I definitely did not comb my hair between the last take and this one. But welcome to Downsampled News. And we have stories today from the past month. One of my stories, I guess, happened 2 days ago, technically in July.
Okay.
But mostly June kind of stuff that happened. And, you know, not a lot happened in the past month of June. Certainly not many big government things.
No.
And certainly no big, beautiful bills. So what are we starting with today?
Okay. So what I want to talk about, not the thing that everybody's talking about, but another bill called the Genius Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Genius Act, the name stands for Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for U.S. Stablecoin Act.
Wow.
No.
I don't know if that person should get like an award for coming up with that acronym or if they should like go to jail for coming up with that acronym. I don't know. One of those.
Like a genius award.
Ah, hey.
So I assume you don't know what stablecoin is.
It's the kind of coin you use to access the horses in the stable. You have to put in
not
the stable
quite. Coin. No, that was back 100 years ago. So stable coins are a kind of crypto coin. So mm-hmm. you have maybe heard of cryptocurrency. Yeah?
I have unfortunately heard of cryptocurrency, all against my will. Yes.
Right. So I know a little bit more about cryptocurrency than you. I don't know the gory details. I can give you just, I just have a little summary of what a cryptocurrency is. You decide. So cryptocurrency basically is, the motivation for cryptocurrencies is the libertarians were always upset that government controls currency and money and banks. They wanted to have a currency that was independent of government, independent of banks. Kind of that works, and that worked like cash, meaning mm-hmm. that you can make payments anonymously. So you can mm-hmm. when you pay for something in cash, there is no record, right? And physical possession of the pieces of paper or whatever, or coins. So with crypto, the idea was to come up with a way to digitally represent all this stuff. So in other words, basically, when you own cryptocurrency, you own the number.
Okay.
Okay. And you may have heard of Bitcoin.
Also, all against my will. Yes, I have heard of Bitcoin.
So Bitcoin, so owning the number is part of it. The other part is a ledger that says that you are the person who, or you are a wallet that owns the Bitcoin.
Okay.
A wallet is just some digital thing on your computer, like a little app on your computer or on your phone that has a code that's unique and it's recorded in this global ledger, which that's called the blockchain.
Okay. Okay. All right. I've heard these vocabulary words before. Yes.
Right. So ledger and the fact that you own something is recorded in there, and that's it. And people actually pay money for this. So
people have paid money for worse things.
So that's basically what crypto is. The thing about Bitcoin, which was the first one, was that Bitcoin, the set of numbers that you own is finite. So there's limited supply of them. And each number has to be a solution to this very complicated problem. So it's silly. I know.
So is it like there's cryptocurrency is like the broad and Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency?
Bitcoin is the very first one.
Okay.
That's kind of introduced the idea.
Okay. Right?
So with Bitcoin, we heard of mining Bitcoin.
Yes.
Mining Bitcoin means basically trying to find solutions to this problem, this computational problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it has about, I don't know, like 21 million solutions or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer this thing goes on, the harder it is to compute. So so one way to obtain Bitcoin is by, you know, mining, writing a program mm-hmm. that computes it. When you find a number that nobody owns yet, then you can claim it.
You own it. Okay.
So it's kind of like gold in a way.
It's like a really weird, not fun video game to play.
But the idea was that you could then have this distributed payment system around the world where no governments were involved, because the ledger, the blockchain, is kind of global. Everybody can access it. It's on many computers. Mm-hmm. And if you claim that particular coin, you know, a Bitcoin or crypto coin is yours, you just say, look in the ledger, see, it's my wallet. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the wallet is the thing on your phone or on your computer doesn't have your name in it. Mm-hmm. So that's why you can do anonymous kind of transactions.
Okay.
But it's the interesting thing about crypto is it's like cash in the sense that you can steal it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds very, very usable for crime.
It is. Well, it is. And it's people hack people's computers and steal the wallets.
What are you going to do?
So there's a website called Web3 is Going Great, which kind of lists these things that happened, mm-hmm. the crimes that happened, all the break-ins and oh, if you lose your wallet, let's say you had a wallet on the USB key, right, with your Bitcoin, you lose it, it's gone.
It's like cash, yeah.
It's like cash, oh. Right. So the problem with Bitcoin was that because people traded for money, its value fluctuates, mm-hmm. kind of like gold, except gold can be used for some stuff, like you make jewelry from gold. You can't really make anything from Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So people wanted to have this idea of kind of anonymous digital payments, but you don't want to, like, if somebody says this costs Bitcoin, but Bitcoin, you know, one Bitcoin, let's say, mm-hmm. but today the Bitcoin is worth $10, but a week later it's worth $200,000. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to, you know, buy things priced in Bitcoin, because
right.
it's you can buy it and hopefully you hope that the price will go up and you can sell it for dollars. Mm-hmm. So a stable coin is the idea that you have a crypto coin kind of design in the system. You own the number, there's a ledger, mm-hmm. but each individual stable coin is pegged to a dollar. Right.
So it remains stable.
Right, that's the idea.
I get it. There you go.
So the idea is that then anybody can, not anybody, but let's say banks or companies can issue the coin. Like you can have Amazon coin, mm-hmm. or Walmart coin, and this bill tries to regulate this to a degree. Mm-hmm. So it says basically, if you're going to issue a stable coin that says it's worth $1, you better keep $1 in your account. So if somebody who has this coin comes to you saying, give me my money.
Oh, trading. Yeah, they actually can back it up with capital, basically.
Right.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So that was, now crypto
wait,
was...
Wait, did they not have to back it up before? They could just be like...
No. No, I could issue...
Oh my goodness.
I could issue crypto coin if I wanted. And, you know... you could do silly things. So the crypto industry kind of wanted some regulations, but not too strong of a regulation. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the banking is very strictly regulated, especially banking that is insured by the federal government with the deposits and stuff. So the previous administration, Biden, and the SEC, which regulates this kind of stuff, were kind of hostile to crypto. Mm-hmm. And they really wanted to say crypto is like a stock and it has to be regulated like that. And they didn't want that strong regulation. So this bill does some regulation, but is not quite as, it's more aligned with what the crypto industry wanted.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I mean, the entire point of them making it in the first place was to not have the government regulation.
Right.